My therapist starts every session by saying, "Hi, how are you?" And immediately I'm like, "Good, how are you?" And then I'm like, "Oh no, wait a minute, you actually want to know. You're not just doing the social thing." Hello, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. This is, of course, my mental health podcast, where I talk about things like anxiety, depression, anger, embarrassment, embarrassing things I've done, embarrassing things I'm worried that I'm going to do, aka hard feelings. I am uncomfortable making this episode, and I'm just gonna tell you because you're gonna be able to tell, and that is because today we're talking about boundaries. It's not something I'm great at. It's not something I'm great at, but I want to get better and I want to start upholding boundaries. What I do is, like, I'll bring them up a lot. Like, I love to bring them up in therapy, love to journal about them, love to talk about wanting to set boundaries. But when it comes to implementing them, yeah, that's a bit of a challenge for me. But I have come a long way. You know, last week's episode was all about giving yourself credit, giving yourself more credit because you deserve to pat yourself on the back for your accomplishments and to witness your own growth and to, you know, just give yourself positive words of affirmation and to recognize that growth, you know, and to give yourself some credit. So I will give myself some credit. I have gotten better at upholding boundaries. I uphold more boundaries this year than I did last year at this time. So that's great. We love that for me, but yeah, I'm still not great at it. But today we're gonna get uncomfy together and talk about boundaries. So what inspired this episode was actually a quote from a romance novel that I'm reading that I'm actually not gonna be finishing because it's kind of a bad book, but it had one really good quote in it. And the quote was, "I'm going to get comfortable disappointing other people to avoid disappointing myself." Say it again. I'm gonna get comfortable disappointing other people in order to avoid disappointing myself. I have never resonated with a quote so hard. As a people pleaser, as a perfectionist, as somebody who is very uncomfortable with conflict, pick and choose battles, I'm picking and choosing none. That is my whole thing. I do not like conflict, but I also hate how needlessly agreeable I've become, and I find myself resenting a lot of people and situations in my life because of how agreeable I've been. So this quote really called me out, you know? Because that is exactly what you need to do in order to start upholding boundaries. You have to get comfortable with disappointing people. There's no win-win situation when you're setting boundaries. Somebody's gonna be uncomfortable no matter what, right? Obviously, if you're bringing up a boundary, it's because that person has been violating it. You know, maybe without knowing, because if you've never brought the boundary up before, then how are they supposed to know? That's something I have to remind myself of a lot, because I tend to resent people violating my boundaries when I've never even spoken my boundaries out loud to them. So how can you be mad at somebody when they don't know that they're doing anything wrong? But talking about the boundaries is the hardest part, because you know it's gonna cause conflict, and maybe that conflict is, like, minimal and the person's just, like, a little confused and a little caught off guard, but that still feels so scary to me. Like, that still puts my nervous system into panic mode, and it just makes me want to avoid doing it at all costs. But like I've said, I really don't like how agreeable I have become, and maybe have always been. I don't know. I feel like it's gotten worse somehow as I've gotten older. I feel like when my frontal lobe fully developed when I turned 25 and I started worrying about more things and being more aware of what a big scary world we live in, I feel like I became even more agreeable, because there's so much conflict happening in the world every day that why would I want to bring any conflict into my own personal life? Like, it's bad enough that I'm seeing it on the news. I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm hyper empathetic. Like, anytime I am watching the news about terrible things happening, my nervous system is in a state of total disrepair. So, like, conflict! Conflict is horrifying to me! But I said I was gonna give myself credit where credit is due. And okay, here is an example of how I've gotten better at upholding a boundary. Being a content creator, influencer, whatever you wanna call it, I work with brands, like, on partnerships and stuff. And in the past, before I was with my management company, if a brand suddenly came to me and change the due date of a project at the last second, I would just do it. I would just say yes and, like, rush and, like, panic and force myself to get through it, because I didn't want to disappoint them, because I was terrified that if I had any sort of conflict with them and said, "Oh no, actually I'm not able to do that," that they would just drop me altogether and, like, I would be kicked out of the business and I'd never make it in the beauty industry like I wanted to. But now I had a similar situation happen a few months ago where a brand suddenly wanted to change the due date to literally tomorrow. They were like telling me the day of that they wanted the content delivered the next day, and I said no. I said, no, I'm not able to accommodate that. I'm not able to deliver the highest quality content within that time frame. I will say, I have a manager now, so she sends those emails, which makes it a little bit easier for me to not have to be the direct person doing it. But even a year ago, I would be afraid to say that to my manager. I would be afraid to tell her that I wasn't able to rush through something and do it at the last second. I would just do it and panic and drain all of the energy out of myself and have it maybe not be the best possible product, because I would rather get the product delivered when they asked for it than cause any sort of conflict. I felt that way growing up in school a lot too. Like if I was struggling with a subject and I wasn't getting it right away, I would sometimes just like force myself to finish it instead of asking for help because I knew like I've waited too long for now. You know, ADHD, I always waited to the last minute to do all of my assignments. And by the time like I was actually doing it and struggling, I knew like I can't send my teacher an email now. I can't go into class tomorrow and tell my teacher that I'm struggling with this because I was supposed to be doing it already, but I waited until the last second. But in my adult life, a lesson that I have learned is to always read the project when you first get it, even if you're not going to do it right away. Read it right away to make sure you can ask your questions immediately, and that makes things a lot easier. But to tie this all back to what I was saying about giving myself credit for getting better at holding boundaries, I am good at holding boundaries when it comes to my time. I think I've gotten a lot better at knowing the value of my time and knowing that good quality content takes a little longer to make and takes more time and effort put into it. And so I'm not afraid to advocate for myself in that sense, which is awesome, but I am not good at setting literally any other boundaries. And I think that's because I've been too casual in my boundary setting. Like in the past, when I've tried to tell people, like, I don't want to talk about this certain subject, or I don't like doing this certain thing. Like, I'm trying to be vague. I'm not trying to get too specific with you guys. But in the past, when I've like tried to introduce a boundary, it's always been in a very casual, like, oh, like if you could do this, that would be great. You know, like, please, I'm so sorry to even ask, like apologizing for even trying to bring up a boundary. And I think when you do it like that, people don't feel the weight of what you're saying. And it sounds so obvious to me. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, of course, like, tone influences so much of how people perceive things. Like, I know that because I'm constantly hyperfixating on people's tone and trying to look into their minds and know exactly how they're feeling. So, like, I know that. But in my own everyday life, it's so hard for me to talk in a serious, stern way. Like, I am so used to constantly being in friendly, agreeable mode that when I do need to talk about something serious, the most I can do is like drop my voice a little bit. But I'm probably still smiling even when I'm dropping my voice, because the smile's just always plastered on my face whenever I'm talking to another person, because that's just my natural state. I'm like, oh, I'm with another person. I gotta be on. I gotta be pleasant. I hate the people pleaser inclination to constantly feel like you have to be pleasant. Even with people I love and trust, even with people I know very well, it becomes a habit when you do something, when you behave a certain way for so long, and it's hard to undo. And I have practiced the being agreeable script a lot, dude. I've been playing the lead role of agreeable woman for the last 29 years, and I don't know if I want to do it anymore. Because like I said earlier, I hold a lot of resentment towards other people and situations that I've had in the past. I get really caught up in the past and about way things were handled, and I know it all comes back to not being firm enough about what I need, and that's on me at the end of the day. So it's hard for me to feel, then I feel unjustified in my resentment, and that's why I struggle so much with feelings of anger. How many episodes have I done on this podcast about anger? Maybe we're due for another one here soon, because anger is a hard feeling that I really struggle to process, and I really try to push down and forget it exists. But anger and resentment go hand in hand, dude. And the only way to stop resenting people for not respecting your boundaries is to actually uphold them and to introduce them in a firm way. That's something I've been working on in therapy, you know, literally practicing like saying things in a firm tone. I even catch myself in therapy sometimes, and like, that's my literal therapist. Like, her job is to help me process my emotions. Like, there's no wrong thing to say in therapy. There's no I'm sure there is an inappropriate way to behave in therapy, but like, I'm not gonna behave inappropriately, but I'm still there with a smile plastered on my face. And every once in a while, I have to remind myself, like, you don't have to do that. I have to like shake my face out. Like, you don't have to put your people-pleasing face on. We're literally talking about you. It's fine to talk about yourself. My therapist starts every session by saying, hi, how are you? And immediately I'm like, good, how are you? And then I'm like, oh no, wait a minute, you actually wanna know. You're not just doing the social thing. So anyway, those are the things that I'm going to focus on in trying to uphold my boundaries, is making sure that I say it in a, you know, you can be firm but kind. I think I need to remind myself that like, having a firm tone doesn't always mean yelling. I hate yelling. I know this may shock you about me. It's not shocking at all. I hate yelling. I hate yelling so much. Even when people are yelling as a joke, I don't recognize that it's a joke because I hate yelling so much. And in my brain, I'm like, a firm tone is yelling. I don't want to yell, but I need to remind myself that a firm tone can literally just be talking like this. Just talking, letting the person know, like, I'm serious. Maybe it's even saying that for me. Maybe for me, it's recognizing that I tend to automatically go into pleasant mode, so I might even need to say out loud, I need you to know that I'm serious about this, and maybe that'll help. Ooh, that's a good thing. That's a good idea. I've mentioned in past episodes before that I cry when I'm really frustrated, and I've had to say that in like a workplace scenario before. I've had to explain, like, I need you to know that I'm crying because I'm frustrated right now. And I had no problem saying that. Even though I still had like a little bit of shame about it, I've definitely gotten more comfortable with that over the years, and knowing that I'm a frustrated crier and having the guts to say it to people. So maybe I need to bring that same attitude into my upholding boundaries and saying out loud, I need you to know I'm serious, even though I'm smiling, and like, it's because I don't know how to stop smiling. I need you to know that I am serious with this, and I need you to uphold this boundary. And then I need to have the follow through to call people out when they don't uphold the boundary, to call out situations where my boundaries are not being upheld. Because like I said earlier, when you're casual about your boundaries, people are casual about respecting those boundaries. Like, they are matching the energy that you're giving them. So if you give them firm, I'm serious energy, then you give them the opportunity to have that same energy and response. And that doesn't mean they're going to. They might still violate your boundaries, but you have to be the person staying on them and saying, hey, that's a violation. You write them a little pink slip and you give them a little, you have detention at the end of the week. use humor to diffuse uncomfortable situations. But yeah, we have to be the one fighting and advocating for our own boundaries being upheld. If you let somebody slip on it once and you don't say anything, then they're just gonna think they can keep doing it. Even if it's not conscious, it's just giving them like a little subconscious switch to be like, oh, okay, that was fine. That was received fine by that person. Why would I think I can't say that again? You gotta be consistent. Consistency is key, isn't that? People say that in all different facets of life, and it's applicable here too. All right, I think that's enough chatter about boundaries. Like I said, this is something I'm really working on, and I put off making an episode about boundaries for a long time because I was like, girl, you don't have the credentials. You don't know what you're talking about. And I still might not know what I'm talking about, but I think if I at least talk about it, then it's getting it rumbling around in my brain. It's getting it rumbling around in your brain. I need to be reminded of boundaries. I'll be honest. I love when somebody makes a little TikTok talking about how they've upheld a boundary in their life, because it reminds me that it's an option for me. It reminds me that I have free will and I can behave in any way I like to. And it inspires me to get comfortable with making other people uncomfortable by I'm going to get comfortable disappointing other people to avoid disappointing myself. That's right, I don't wanna disappoint myself. Mental health bop of the week. This week's mental health bop of the week is yet another one that's mostly about vibes. The lyrics themselves aren't necessarily mental health related, but how could I not talk about Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter? This is another one that I'm gonna chalk up to somatic therapy. Like, you can't not dance while listening to this song, and that is good for you. It is good for you to move your body in a way that feels free and therapeutic, and that is the song for me. It also just like scratches a part of my brain. Like, I don't know I feel like if you know, you know. Like, if that makes sense to you, then you know. In, like, that song, when she says, I'm working late, 'cause I'm a singer. Like, that itches a part of my brain that cannot be scratched by anything else. So, really have been loving that song. It's been a mental health bop for me. Here's the thing. We're doing one last, like, pop bop, because The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift is coming out tomorrow, tonight at midnight. So, I'm sure I'll have lots of mental health bops from that. Maybe. I don't know. I'm making assumptions. Oh, you might know. You might be watching or listening to this in the future, and you're, like, thinking about that, and you're, like, laughing at me, because you're like, wow, that's actually a, like, mega pop album, and they're all really happy songs. I don't think they're all gonna be really happy songs, though. I don't see how they could be. So I'm sure I'll have some mental health bops from the Tortured Poets Department next week. I'm so freaking excited. But okay, let me wrap up this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to me rant and ramble about boundaries. I'm gonna really try to be better about upholding mine and not being afraid to be a little serious. I think us people pleasers are so afraid of being serious because other people, when they've been serious with us, it has been during conflict. So our brains are telling us that anytime somebody is serious, it is an active conflict happening right now. You are being chased by a lion right now. You gotta get out of here. That's our, like, primal instincts, right? This instinct of feeling like we're in fight or flight, feeling like we need to run away from a lion when it's literally just an email, literally just a text, literally just a conversation with a person. Like, there is no immediate threat to your safety. Try to remind yourself that. I'll try to remind myself that. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast. I've enjoyed having you here so much. Be sure to check out the description box if you're interested in any of the makeup I'm wearing today. I've got a fun little blue liner, rhinestone, blue mascara moment going on. I'm all about this shade of blue right now. I love it. Also, I'll put the link to Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter down there. More episodes if you want to give them a listen. Rate, review, like, subscribe, do anything that you think is appropriate here. And I thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week with a new episode. Bye, take care of yourself. I have so many things I have to say during the outro. I feel like it's almost too many things. Maybe I should just start saying bye.